earth, sky.
We understand and become aware of what's going on using our sights and sounds. So phones can use its eyes and ears or its sensors. And some of these sensors are similar to our sensors.
You're listening to Tanzeem Chowdhury, a computer scientist at Dartmouth College and a 2010 PopTech Science Fellow. And this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Chowdhury is developing the tools to use sensors on cell phones to model human behavior and develop smartphone applications that people can use to collect information about how they live their own lives. Tanzeem Chowdhury spoke with Earth Sky's Lindsay Patterson.
Can you describe your research interests?
So my research primarily focuses on building people-aware systems. By this, what I mean is that I build computational systems that continuously capture and understand people's lives and their behavior, what activities they're engaged in, how they engage with others. And the goal is to understand the life patterns of individuals, groups, and broader societies. And we're interested in building these systems using computers that we carry with us all the time, which are our cell phones.
Are these all cell phones or smartphones?
They're cell phones that have sensors on them. So yes, there are phones that have there are smartphones that can capture signatures of what's going on around us using the sensors on them.
And so how do these computational systems, or our cell phones, how do they become aware of human activities and interactions and relationships, all those things that you want to find out about?
So if we think about how humans do that, right, we understand and become aware of what's going on using our sights and sounds. So phones can use its eyes and ears or its sensors. And some of these sensors are similar to our sensors. So we have audio and video that captures what's going on around us. Some are different. For example, GPS that can tell us about location, or motion sensors that tell us about how things are moving. So that's what we use to make computers aware of people and their activities and interactions.
And so how can you explain how these sensors, which seem kind of basic in our cell phones, are capable of detecting this information and storing it?
These sensors are capturing what's going on around us, so the sound waves or the movement traces. And what we do is build computer algorithms that take these traces and waves and build algorithms that can interpret and find patterns. So for example, when people are walking, they take steps at a certain pace. So we want to build algorithms can detect that pattern. Or when we interact or have conversations with one another, again, there is certain kind of pattern in the sound wave that we generate, and we want to build algorithms that can detect and classify those pattern and recognize as human speech or conversation. What we need to be able to do is build a system that can capture or latch on to those patterns, but also can deal with the person-to-person variabilities that people exhibit. For example, a teenager doesn't walk the same way as an elderly grandparent, or the sound of conversation will sound different even to human beings when it's in a noisy cafe versus in a quiet meeting room.
And how would this information be used? Would it be used to help people?
We are interested in using information about human behavior to build system that can help in developing new health information technology kind of system. So what we are interested in is building kind of system that can help in tracking individuals' mental, physical, and cognitive health. So if we think about human behavior, physical activities can affect heart health, or how we carry out tasks in the home can also reveal information about whether an elderly individual is experiencing cognitive decline. So we are building systems that could help individuals keep track of their health and hopefully use that as an early warning system if something goes wrong.
Do you need to carry around your cell phone in order for it to pick up this information?
Yeah, so that's a very good question. Yes. So we have cell phones that we individual will carry, and a lot of people do carry their cell phones in their pocket. But in the future, you can think about there could be the phone as the hub, but because it can communicate wirelessly, there could be smaller sensors in the form of a wristwatch, or that's a very small pager, a small device. It could be even in the form of jewelry. People are building sensors that that could be rings or bracelets or earrings. So it could either be part of a phone, or it could be detached from the phone and then wirelessly communicate with the phone.
And so will these sorts of tools you're creating be available to the general public? Like, will this eventually be an app that you could download in the App Store?
Yes, absolutely. That's our goal. So what we are building towards, and one of the reasons we have focused on the mobile phones rather than using kind of our special purpose sensors, which might be even better quality or higher fidelity sensors, is that ultimately we want to build applications that are available to general population. What we really believe we want to build systems that are not just used by doctors or specific healthcare providers. We want to make these tools available to everyone so that they have ways of keeping track and managing their health. And it's available through app stores or easily downloadable software.
But are there any possible dangers with having a way to collect all this really personal everyday information? Are there any privacy concerns?
Absolutely. I think in all of these technologies that we are seeing these days that reveal information about where you are, what you're doing, has a privacy concern. The way we are trying to deal with some of this is, one, give users complete control. The phone is on them. They can choose what information they want to share, what information they want to record, that the phone can actually expose. If you don't want to record anything about your social interaction, you can turn off the audio completely. If you don't want to capture physical activities, you can turn off the accelerometer. So we give control to the users in terms of what they want the device to do and how much they want to share.
And do you have a timeline as to like when this kind of app might actually be available to the public?
So I think these kind of app will gradually kind of become smarter and smarter. If you think that there are some apps that are already available, they're step counters, right? So we are thinking about more sophisticated or more complex behavior. So I think if we think about physical activities in the next 5 years, we'll see a lot richer systems that can do more than steps, can look at various types of physical activity, combine it with location, and we'll start to see more and more on these systems that can look at social behavior and how we are interacting and making friends. So I would say in the next 5 to 10 years, we'll see huge changes.
You've been listening to Tanzeem Chowdhury, Assistant Professor of Computer Science at Dartmouth College in Hanover, New Hampshire. She's a 2010 PopTech Science Fellow. To subscribe to this and other free science interview podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.